Our show's name pays tribute to the Boer Trekkers of South Africa, who in 1838 soundly defeated 30,000 Zulus on the bank of the Nkomo River, thereafter called Blood River, from the water turning red with the blood of the slain. Miraculously, no Boer Trekker died and only three were wounded. Now, your friend, Eddie Miller, will be your ambassador for tonight's show.
Well, good morning, good evening, good afternoon to all you people out there in radio land. Welcome to Blood River Radio. That's right, you're listening to Blood River Radio. My name is Eddie the Bombardier Miller. You're in here with me and the one and only General Nick Glasnovic and the one and only Gene Andrews. We're going to bring you a great show this hour. We've got, in just a few minutes, we've got Monica Schaefer coming on. And if we have time, we'll bring Lee on to give you their latest update. He's been working on the forced vaccination that's being delivered out by the military. But people, you're listening, it is we're recording this show. We hope it goes great. It is December the 4th in the year of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, 2020. Before we go any further, I've got to make a quick announcement to thank our donor. We have some fantastic people supporting us. We could not ever run this show without our donors. We have Miss Janice of Nashville, my little sister. I call her little sister. She is married to Rich Hamblin. Everybody knows him. Anybody, if you ever listen to Blood River Radio, you know Rich Hamblin. Also, we got a great donation from James. He says he lives in Ferguscum, Missouri. Not Ferguson, but Ferguscum, Missouri. Sent us a fantastic donation. People like that, which keeps us on the air. And you know the drill. I'm going to share a real quick trick. We're kind of pressed for time, so I've got to say a quick prayer. I would ask one of my guys, brothers, to say the prayer, but I don't want to put anybody on the spot. Anyway, people, if you will, bow your head quickly, if you will. Oh, Lord, oh, God, maker of heaven and earth, maker of all that's unseen and all that's seen, you who spoke the entire universe into existence just by speaking it, Lord. Matter of fact, you didn't even have to speak it. All you had to do is think it. It would come into existence. Our Lord and Savior, you created everything we know, Lord. And, Lord, thank you so much for protecting this show. Thank you for blessing us and us, all of our friends and our relatives. And please, Lord, continue to make Blood River Radio and Liberty News Radio an instrument of thy will. I ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen. People, before we go to our guests and my brothers, I got to read two things from Alexander Solzhenitsyn. And this, I've read this before. And here we go. And how we burned in the camps later, thinking, what would things have been like if every security operative, when he went out at night to make an arrest, had been uncertain whether he would return alive and had to say goodbye to his family? Or if during the periods of mass arrest, as for example in Leningrad, when they arrested a quarter of the entire city, people had not sat there in their lairs, paling with terror at every bang of the downstairs doors and every step. Well, it went blank. The computer went blank. That's pretty much car for the course tonight, folks. But anyway, I'll read that later on at the next show. You've heard me read it before. But I'd like to bring on our guest for a second, and we're going to bring Monica Schaefer on. General, say something to the people, guy. We'll bring you on right now. General? Okay, I asked the general. Okay, well, just bring Monica. Okay, Miss Monica, how are you doing?
I'm doing very well. Thank you, Eddie. Thanks for having me on. I understand you'd like to hear the latest happenings, what's going on in Canada. And this one, the enemy of humanity really overplayed their hand and exposed their agenda. It is pure 100% agenda-driven, this latest thing that happened in Manitoba, so near a small town of Steinbach, and it's a very rural area. There was a church service to be held, and these are forbidden, by the way. You can go to Costco or Walmart and, you know, get your things there, and everybody's milling about together, but you cannot go to church. Now, this minister, Tobias Thiessen, he had already been fined before, so he was on their radar. The church had been fined as well, but he personally had been fined because he had attended a COVID protest somewhere. And the church had been fined for having an in-church gathering, which they were not allowed to have. Now, the churchgoers, they wanted to have their service anyway, but what they decided to do is have a drive-in service. So everybody would stay in their cars with their windows rolled up, and the RCMP showed up first, blockaded the entrance to the parking lot so that this may not occur. But I think over 100 people or 100 cars showed up, and they were lined up on the rural road there. And a big scene unfolded. And, I mean, this is really overplaying their hand. What other than pure agenda could this be when they are not allowing the people to gather there for a church service where they are staying in their cars, windows rolled up? They would listen to the service over the radio. That was the first plan. Then they changed that, and he did service from the back of a pickup truck through like a megaphone, a loudspeaker. And anyway, a scene ensued where the RCMP were calling for tow trucks to tow away vehicles, but the people stopped that from happening. Hurrah, that's great. Now, of course, background to this is they say that this area was the worst area in Canada. You know what? They say 40% COVID-19 test positivity rate. Listen to that jargon. Has nothing to do with illness or ill people. 40% COVID-19 test positivity rate. And anybody who has looked into this knows that these tests, these PCR tests that they're doing, are completely bogus. They can get a 95% false positive rate. They could get 100% false positive rate if they just do their amplifications cycles enough. And if you dig into the research, this is even the the official sources, they will tell you, yeah, at 35 cycles that you'll get. Fauci will say that. He has said that they get all these positive results. It has nothing to do with reality, right? Anyway, so of course they've got to hit this hard, and that's what's going on there. I'll hand it over back to you, Eddie, for your response about that.
I'll tell you what. You're exactly right when you said that it's agenda driven. They are Luciferian, communist, Jewish Bolsheviks, and they're not only in Canada, they're in the United States, they're in the entire Western world right now, and they hate our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. They hate Christians, they hate white people, they want to erase us off the face of the earth, Miss Monica. That's absolutely sure. There's no doubt about that. And without that, the show, we're going to smoothen this show out a little bit. We had little troubles earlier, but I'm going to get the general. We got the one and only General Nick Glasnevik on, and we also have Mr. Gene Andrews on, my two brothers. So I'm going to ask the general first of all. General, would you like to respond to Miss Monica about that, what she just said?
Well, Eddie, can you hear me, Eddie? I think that we can see from Monica's report that Canada is crushing freedom in the name of human rights. This is what should matter to the United States, to America, because we're seeing a total, we're seeing new commissars leaving the country. Pretty soon we're going to see revolutionary courts. And what's happening in Canada is terrifying, because they're closing churches also in Europe in the name of freedom. But this is a facade, because basically what we're seeing today is the continuation of a world revolution that killed tens of millions in the name of equality. I call them Bolshevik Satanists. And unfortunately, this mentality and this doctrine has crossed the Atlantic and embedded itself in the educational institutions in North America. We see that with Antifa and so on and so forth. So we see wolves in sheep's clothing, and we see a total lack of response from politicians that should be warning us of what is happening here. because these organizations that are like Soros, other NGOs and so on and so forth, they paired this communist line, have their front men in the media, television, in Hollywood. So we see this on a daily basis. It's basically a fight of darkness and light, the truth and falsehood. And unless we stand up to these, if there's a saying that goes like this, if a man voluntarily becomes a sheep, he will soon find a wolf that will eat him. So this, in the West, we have a total failure of educational system, politicians. We're holding out in Europe. Hungary and Poland are defying the European Union, which is basically a world. It's not a world government. It's a European. It's a financial institution, which is trying to impose its rule of law in individual countries. So we're seeing socialism, Marxism is being rejuvenated under the guise of democracy.
Amen. And you know what? Before I go to Gene, I pulled up this quote. I think it's a must read. I don't like to double back on my trail, but I've got to do this. And I'm going to go to Gene. And the reason I'm doing this, well, we got to go to a quick break, people. And when we come back, I'm going to finish reading this quote by the one and only Alexander Solzhenitsyn, and we'll get Gene to break it down. Be right back, people. Hold on to your seats.
This is Attorney Jason Ruff, General Counsel of the Knights Party based out of Harrison, Arkansas, and proud supporter of Blood River Radio. I, like you, am concerned about the destruction of our beloved America and our racial kindred people and our cherished liberties. As an individual and as a nation, liberty is what we seek. Liberty is important. It is what allows us to be independent, and if properly used, liberty allows us to fully worship God in all areas of life. And with that worship comes more liberty. We are on the verge of anarchy in this country, and personal liberty is looked upon as a crowning achievement of the people. However, Christianity and white law and order is viewed as the enemy of this newfound freedom, and that is why it is under attack. Learn more by listening to Blood River Radio every Saturday from 4 to 6 p.m.
During our war for Southern independence, the brilliant Confederate general Robert E. Lee foretold the decline of this country when he prophesied, if those people, referring to the dictatorial federal government, if those people win this war, the United States will become a bully abroad and a tyrant at home. As Lee predicted, it has come to pass. The principles laid out in our founding documents, our Declaration of Independence, and the individual rights protected in our Constitution have been vilified and discarded. But not everyone has surrendered. Blood River Radio brings you highly respected, intelligent guests not afraid to speak the truth when the truth in America today is censored and attacked. Your contributions keep us on the air in order to fight against the bullies abroad and the tyrants at home. Send your war contributions to Blood River Radio, P.O. Box 34636, Bartlett, Tennessee 38184. That address is on our website, www.bloodriverradio.com. Don't let the bullies and the tyrants win.
Okay, people, you're right back. It is December the 4th. We're recording this session, and we're going to have a fantastic rest of this hour. Before we go to Lee, Lee's hanging on. He's going to give us a special report. He summed it up 2 to 5 minutes, he said, on forced vaccinations coming to a town near you, the United States of America. People, come hell or high water, I'm going to finish reading this quote. Who in the world would know more about Luciferian Bushelvite communism, Satanism, than Alexander Solzhenitsyn? So I'm going to start over. I got this on my phone. If the phone goes out, we'll know just to pack up and go fishing. Anyway, here we go. Here we go. And how he burned in the camps later, thinking, what would things have been like if every security operative, when he went out at night to make an arrest, had been uncertain whether he would return alive and had to say goodbye to his family. Or if during periods of mass arrest, as for example in Leningrad, when they had arrested a quarter of the entire city, people had not just sat simply there in their lairs, paling with terror at every bang of the downstairs door and at every step on the staircase, but had understood that they had nothing left to lose and had boldly set up in the stair halls an ambush of half a dozen people with axes, hammers, pokers, or whatever else was at hand. After all, you knew ahead of time that those blue caps were out at night for no good purpose, and you could be sure ahead of time that you'd be cracking the skull of a cutthroat. Gene, I think that man was right on the money. I think that quote could be applied to right here today. What do you think about that, Gene?
Well, hello, little Eddie. This is old Santa Claus calling from the North Pole. I got your letter to Santa. Good gosh, kid, I'm not the federal government. I can't give away all that stuff for free. I've only got 8 scrawny reindeers, not a C-5A Lockheed cargo plane. And besides, old Santa's breaking his wrinkled old rear end trying to stay ahead of the commie Chinese and the North Vietnamese making toys. I've got to hire illegal midgets to come to the shop and work. So, well, I'll try to get on with the radio program, but it's tough up here at the North Pole. How you doing, Eddie?
I'm doing pretty good, Gene. I'm doing pretty good. We soldier on through all difficulties, and we're just doing the best we can do. What do you think about Alexander Solzhenitsyn and his
quote? Absolutely right. I mean, you know, that's the way they do it. It's the knock on the door. They talk about, oh, they'll never take my gun away. They'll never take my gun away. Well, they're not going to go on a mass sweep across from Texas to Virginia in broad daylight. They'll hit one place over here at night, some place over here, another place at night. When it's you against 20 or 30 or 40 of the SWAT team thugs, jumping out of helicopters and kicking your door down and coming in through the windows. So they know how to go after them. I mean, look what they did to the people at Waco. You know, they gassed them, burned them, everything like that. And everyone else in Texas and all across the country just stood around and watched it on TV like they were watching a football game or something. So it's a ruthless, brutal, communist-dictated, Israeli-paid-for government that's out there, and if they don't get this so-called election turned around, it's just going to get worse over the next 4 years.
I could not agree more. And before I read another quote, and before we go back to the general, we got Lee Cochran standing by, and Lee's going to give us an example of this horrible tyranny that's coming down the pike in form of forced vaccinations. Lee, how you doing tonight, Lee?
Oh, I'm doing okay. I just want to tell everybody to go to vaccineimpact.com and look under Dr. Igor Shepard D, and he's a Russian truth teller, and he exposes this vaccine. All vaccine companies, they got connections with the Red Chinese Army, and it should be a big blockbuster. And if we expose it, we can, you know, try to stop this vaccine jihad, this vaccine deception that's coming down the pike. His name is Dr. Igor Shepard. He has a video on vaccinepot.com, and it's about about an hour long. I encourage everybody to listen to it and spread it on Facebook. Send it to Alex Jones, InfoWars, and send it to everybody you know. I sent it to about 20 people on my Facebook page. Because you sent it to me, Eddie. I'm glad you found this. You sent it to me. I'm glad you did some great research. Because, you know, he was in there. He got out of the Soviet Union in the 90s, but he grew up in it. And they hit him with all sorts of vaccines, and they weaponized it. So he has some great insight as a whistleblower and he's losing his job because he came out about a month ago. You know, everybody needs to see it. And then that other site, LifeSiteNews.com, is about 10 actions Trump must take to save the republic and the world from the coming global tyranny and stuff. But it's just got to get it there because encourage you, don't take this. It's not a vaccine. It's going to change your DNA, and they're going to put nanoparticles in it. So everybody do their own research, and you find out what I'm saying is accurate. And encourage everybody not to take it. We're trying to have protests here in the Memphis area, but it's hard to get organized, but we're going to try it. I've got I got a lot of bump stickers on my car, and I had 10 people give me the thumbs up. I had to just order them custom-made bumper stickers. See, refuse the COVID-19 vaccine and arrest Bill Gates and arrest George Soros.
Yeah, I've got one of those. You gave me two of them.
Yeah, did you give?
Well, listen, Lee.
Yeah, okay.
You did a good job on that, fella, and I will join you in that protest. We'll put something together. We'll get out on the streets and block traffic. We'll do whatever the hell we have to do. Well, Lee, thank you so much for bringing that to light. And before we go back to the general, I'm going to read one more. This isn't as long a quote, but this is from Alexander Solzhenitsyn, and I think he gets right to the heart of the matter. He says, "A declining courage may be the most striking feature that an outside observer notices in the West today. The Western world has lost its civic courage. Such a decline in courage is particularly noticeable among the ruling and intellectual class, causing an impression of a loss of courage by the entire society." That's what I've been saying all along, General. A loss of courage of men in the West. I think, General, I believe if we had more men of your caliber, of Gene's caliber, the caliber of my dad, who fought in the Pacific World War II, I think that's what it's going to take to turn this around, General. What do you have to say about it, General?
Well, I'm so glad you mentioned Solzhenitsyn. And there's a man. He was an artillery officer in the Russian Army, in the Red Army, but he was jailed after 1945 on Stalin's orders. And he spent several years in the Gulag, which is synonymous for about 100 camps in the Soviet Union. And he wrote a book. It's a classic called The Gulag Archipelago. And we're heading in that direction because in that web of camps, 100 something prison camps, or not prison camps, but concentration camps. 18 million Russians passed through these camps. Over 2.5 million died. And this is totally hidden today in today's educational agenda. We hear nothing about this. But he was so right, Eddie Solzhenitsyn. We have today a total lack of moral fiber. We have intellectual eunuchs in the educational system, which is basically being taken over by these Antifa, faux pas socialists, liberals. And this is hidden. As I said before, it's a tragedy that no one knows anything about, that the hundreds of millions of Christians killed in the Soviet Union. You have an excellent thing on the internet. I believe it's called Stalin's White Slaves. Yeah, he admitted to Churchill that he killed 10 million peasants. And but this ideology has been it hasn't been criminalized. It's we have apologists today over that system, and I believe John Ratcliffe is the head of United States Secret Intelligence Service. And he mentioned China as the biggest global threat that is trying to crush the free world economically, technically, and militarily. So China is the communist state.
Yes, sir. We have to go to a quick break, General. We'll be right back as soon as this quick rest break, people. Hold on.
Exposing corruption. Informing citizens, pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Republican Georgia Governor Brian Kemp, normally a critic of President Trump's voter fraud claims, now says a signature audit of ballots should take place in Georgia. Security camera video footage released Wednesday night shows poll supervisors removing all observers as they stopped counting for the night, election night. Four poll workers stayed behind, and when all observers left, they began pulling numerous suitcases out from underneath tables and began entering the ballots into the machines without supervisors or poll observers. Multiple fires continue to burn out of control in California. The forecast of dry winds and low humidity does not help their efforts. A red flag warning, which is extremely rare this time of year, is already in place for parts of Southern California. The warning is expected to stay in place through the weekend. On Wednesday, the Willow Fire erupted near San Diego, California. In the meantime, fire crews also battled the Bond Fire in Silverado Canyon. That's near Los Angeles, California. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Changing the world, one life at a time.
The product that you have given me here is, as far as I'm concerned, sent to me from heaven. I love it a great deal. It's hard to find anything that's real nowadays. I enjoy it immensely. It's making my life so much better. I feel so much better. And during this pandemic, I have no worries whatsoever. My immune system has got to be at a top-notch level. I don't seem to get colds or anything. I don't know what getting sick is anymore. This is so cool.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Houston police are reporting more than two dozen people were rescued Thursday night from a Houston house where they were being held in a human smuggling operation. Officers say a man running in the streets yelling that he had been kidnapped and that others were being held against their will gave officers the green light to make forced entry. Once inside, they found 29 men and one female. Police concluded three suspects were in custody. As unemployed Americans suffer, politicians are still getting their paycheck. Let's get a stimulus funding update with USA Radio News, Tim Berg.
House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy says the relief bill should address the pandemic, but instead he says Democrats are focusing on cats and cannabis.
They're going to outlaw big tigers, and then they're going to legalize cannabis. They're picking weed over the workers. They're picking marijuana over helping the much-needed money we need to go forward.
McCarthy speaking during his weekly press conference on Thursday. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
This is USA Radio News.
Excuse me, Captain. I know this may sound silly, but can you fly?
Nope. Never had a lesson.
Well, thank you, everybody, for holding on. You're listening to Blood River Radio, and I'm just so glad that you're hanging on tonight. It is December the 4th, the year of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We're, like I said earlier, we're recording this this interview just in case you're just tuning in. We had to record it. We have a lot of us people, we have to be out of town, tomorrow, which will be Saturday. So anyway, we're recording this, but I just thought I'd let you know that, just for intellectual honesty, et cetera. Well, Gene, going back to you, we talked, the general was talking about the hell that went on in the Soviet Union with the Luciferian communists, the Jewish gulags, and how many millions and millions of people they killed there. Do you know, Gene? Gene always knows it a day or two earlier. But, Gene, you've probably been listening as well as I have to the talk amongst the Democrats, especially, in this country here, about cranking up re-education camps. Matter of fact, it was, I forget the name of the guy, he was one of Obama's buddies. He said that they're going to have to get a re-education camp up for about 73 million people in the country right here, referring to the people who voted for Trump. But, Gene, Patrick Henry said something to the effect that he knew of no better light to guide his path into the future than the past. So he, and I think Churchill said, even though he was a demon, he said that the further he looked into the past, the further he back into the past, the further he could look ahead into the future. Gene, are we going to have gulags set up here? Are they going to have re-education camps, or is that just empty talk with these nice radicals here in the country, the Antifa and Black Lives Matter?
Well, in a certain extent, Eddie, they're already doing that. Anybody that disagrees or speaks out, they publish their address. They publish the if they have anything online about pictures of their wife, their children, on their Facebook page. I think it's called doxing, and they send these thugs, these Antifa thugs, to harass them at work and try to get the persons fired. And just like the general was talking about, we have no leadership in this country with any kind of a spine or a backbone. And all they have to do is get one or two of these disgruntled whiners and complainers and losers to start running their mouth off about somebody that works for a certain company, and that company will fire them on the spot. No review, no chance to clear your name or explain the situation. If you offend some of the chosen people in this country, you're fired. That's it. So in a way, we already have the re-education camps of telling people you can't say certain things, you can't criticize certain groups, you can't be a conservative, you can't be a neo-Confederate or whatever their so-called hate group is that the liberals have, because they will come after you and ruin you financially. They will ruin your family's reputation. And so the re-education camps basically are already here to re-educate people to threaten them not to say certain things. So it's already here.
You know, you're right, Gene. I agree with you wholeheartedly. And, you know, talking about leadership, I spend untold hours researching this stuff. And I try to send stuff to you, and I send stuff to the general's probably sick of me, saying I'm probably flooding his phone and his computer. I send him stuff every day. But I was listening to, I follow True News a lot, and they were talking about how, in my opinion, I agree with them, that the Republican Party is pretty much self-destructing. It's feeding on itself. You have people like, you mentioned leaders. I consider two of the finest potential leaders we got going right now to be Sidney Powell and Lynn Wood. Those are two fine attorneys, and they've been doing more single-handedly to reverse this stolen election, this corruption, this mask election fraud. Well, you know what? And they are nailing it. They came out and they called flat out. I heard with my own ears, a well-known attorney said the governor of Georgia, Brian Kemp, has been caught red-handed taking money from the Red Chinese. His Secretary of State, Ben Raffensperger, has been caught taking money from the Red Chinese. The senator there, Kelly Loeffler, the good Jewish lady who's married to a good Jew, Jeffrey Sprecher, who, get this, he's broke. He's broke, guys. He had enough money I didn't know anybody could buy Wall Street. He bought the New York Stock Exchange. And they're saying, insinuating, where did he get the money? He probably got the money from Red China, and they've infiltrated our country 100 times more than we ever thought. So I think these two leaders, the crowd, the we the people in the streets, guys, they're saying, to hell with the Democratic Party, and to hell with the Republic, the rhinos. They have sold us out. They're these established, you know, wannabe Republicans are attacking the really people that are our potential leaders. In other words, they're just establishment swamp monsters. General, I know of nobody that has more experience of kicking out swamp monsters in their home nation than you do, because you have fought all over the world. You were instrumental in leading Croatia to its war of independence to break free of this scum, these Luciferian communist swamp monster scum. General, what do you think? I know you know about the Republican Party, maybe not as much as some of the people over here in America, but and you probably know about Sidney Powell, that great lady, Lynn Wood, her assistant attorney. Are they on the right track, and should we go ahead and destroy and just do away with the Republican Party? What should we do? How did you do it in Croatia, General?
Well, of course, you're right, Eddie. You're right, and Gene is totally correct in his analysis. But I think people like Lynn Wood and Sidney Powell in a world of chameleons and frontmen are rare. And you see that they're getting attacked by, they're victims of doxing now. They're being attacked by Newt Gingrich and the rest of the gang. And the whole United States media scene is filtered. The best example of that is the election. We heard nothing at all in Europe about Hunter Biden and his father's nepotism and what they did with their dealings with that corrupt Ukrainian energy company. And they tried to suppress these news. Twitter and Facebook did this in America. But when you talk about, my grandfather always used to say, if you want to know someone, check his generation, check his bloodline, seven generations. So, you know, because we always have to be careful. When we mentioned Solzhenitsyn, he also wrote a book, which is totally censored in the West. It's called 200 Years Together, and it talks about you know, the book is censored. It hasn't been translated into English, as far as I know. But, for example, you have people with code names like Parvis. They're moles. You have Chinese moles in the United States. You had a guy by the name of Pollard that stole atomic secrets from the United States, sold them to Israel. I think he was just released a few years ago, or this year, I'm sorry, after 30 years in an American prison. And yet America is financing the Israeli military machine. We had, if you remember the Rosenbergs, you have these moles throughout history. You had Kim Philby. Kim Philby was also a spy. He infiltrated the British Secret Service system in the 1930s. We have the Catholic Church was being infiltrated by communists in the 1930s. And they've taken up the doctrines, unfortunately, being a Catholic. But we have certain bishops in the United States that have taken up the doctrine of Saul Alinsky, of course, and other Chosenites, who wrote a book called Rules for Radicals. And this book, Rules for Radicals, is being implemented today in the United States. We see this with the Antifa movement. So we must be aware. We must know who the enemy is and what's being forced upon us. We're free speech is the cornerstone of any free society. And it's being jackhammered today. Canada, the United Kingdom, there is no free speech. Monica Schaefer knows this well. And Jean said they will bankrupt you. They will shatter your image. You'll be jobless. And the little man, the man in the street has no chance against this machine.
100%. And you know what, General, you nailed on something really, really vital. And that's, I call it the media. You call it Facebook, Facebook, Twitter, you know, the internet, the TV, the radio, any type of media. We the people absolutely, positively cannot get out. It's so bad that when we have people like we just mentioned, these two wonderful, Lynn Wood, you know, bringing forth all this evidence of voter fraud, election fraud. The media will just sit there and say, well, give us the evidence. People, I hear the music, will be right back, and I'm going to finish with a statement, and I'm going to go right and ask Gene what he thinks about what I'm going to say. Be right back, people.
I'm Pastor Everett Ramsey, pastor of Faith Baptist Church, a congregation of God's covenant people. Informed Christians know that we are at the brink of a long-planned one-world government being executed that will not tolerate true Christian faith. There is a way to stop it. Our church has used God's spiritual weapons of warfare many times over the years, and in every case that was properly executed, the Church of Jesus Christ has been delivered. It is called the Court of Divine Justice. David used it many times. Read Psalm 37, Psalm 109. It includes truthful information, repentance, and imprecatory prayers. Blood River Radio is the only radio station I know that supports action based on truth about lies concerning the Confederacy, the Civil Rights Movement, the German people, the true Holocaust. and who the true covenant people of God are and the sins and failures of the churches, if any of these this means anything to you, and it should, then please say so with your money as well as prayers. You may obtain information from us about the courts of divine justice by sending your offering and request to Blood River Radio, and we take none of the money.
I'm Monica Schaefer from Canada, a former political prisoner. Here at Blood River Radio, we are not afraid to tell the truth and shame the devil. Our mission is to fight against white genocide. We do that by exposing the lies. We talk about the American Civil War. We talk about the vilification of German people and by extension, all white people. And we even talk about that linchpin lie, the Holocaust. Deception by the alien enemy within has brought us whites to our knees. My last words at the Schaefer speech crime trial in Germany were, quote, "If there was a law forbidding us to breathe, we would break that law immediately just to live. And so it is with this law. We must break this law in order to survive and thrive as a people," unquote. Please donate to Blood River Radio and help keep us on the air.
Well, people, thank you for holding it over. You came back. This is the last segment of this show. December the 4th, the year of our Lord and Savior, 2020. Before we went to the break, we were talking about the media. I'd like to talk about something else, too. We talked about a show or two ago, week or two ago, we were talking about how the President Trump has totally rearranged the military. He's given the special forces of all the armed forces branches, the Navy, the Army, the Air Force, and probably the Marines Recon. He's organized them into another branch. It's just like, instead of, you know, you got the branch of the Army, Department of the Navy, Department of the Air Force. Now you're going to have the Department of the Special Forces. They answer to no one. And I'm leading to a point. President Trump, even though he's considered, what the news would say wrongly, a wounded duck, I believe he'll be reinstated as president by the Supreme Court. I really do. I have to believe that. He'd been cleaning house in the Pentagon. His most recent house cleaning was he fired. I didn't know Henry Kissinger was in there. I mean, that's like having a hookworm, or sheep liver fluke, you know, some type of parasite. This Jewish terrorist, Satanist Henry Kissinger. What in the hell was he doing in the Pentagon anyway? He's fired him. He fired the old Secretary, Defense Secretary, and reappointed this fellow. His name is Miller. I don't know his first name, but we've got this guy named Miller. He's a Green Beret officer. He's taking over. He is the new Defense Secretary. The point I'm getting to is they're talking about there's a lot of scuttlebutt, a lot of smoke out there. When you see smoke, there's probably going to be fire somewhere. They're talking about going to war with Red China. Well, here's the way I look at it. I haven't seen any red Chinese on the streets here in Memphis. I haven't seen them in our city council. I don't see them on television. I don't see them in Hollywood. I don't see them in the Congress anywhere. They're probably there. I'm sure they've got their money. But you know what? As far as I'm concerned, if you look at any pile of garbage, if you look at any scum, any perversion, you're not so much going to find a red Chinese at the bottom. If you dig it back, you're going to find a Jew. It's the Jew. It's always the Jew. And I'm going to tell you what, the stinking red Chinese could never have done anything. If they have infiltrated our country, and they probably have, the Jews had to be complicit because they control the media 1,000%. Nothing gets across our media here in the United States or in any Western European country without it being passed by the Jew. They own the media lock, stock, and barrel. So what I say, the hell with going to war with Red China, Gene. I think we should go to war with the media. And you know something else? They've just fast-tracked firing squads, people. They've just made their, yes, that's right. They're fast-tracked the firing squads. So you got firing of the defense secretary. You got a special, now this is building, this all this is a pattern. You've got the new branch of armed services, the special forces, aka it could be the SS, firing Henry Kissinger, I think we need to go in, if we crank these firing squads up, I think the very first people we need to put a blindfold on will be the entire news media. It's going to be thousands and thousands of them. I mean, by God, this is a war for survival. Look what happened in the Soviet Union. It was involved millions and millions and millions. You see where I'm going with that, Gene?
Yes, sir, I do. And I think it is an uphill battle when you have a very small percentage of our population. They say they're about 1 to 1.5 or 8% of our population controls the financial markets. They control the news media. They've got everyone in Congress in their pocket. And unfortunately, it's happened in the other countries in Western Europe as well. I would like to throw in one point here, if I might, Eddie. Monica Schaefer has an outstanding interview in the Barnes Review for November, December 2020. The Barnes Review, a journal of politically incorrect history. And it, there's several pages that they interviewed her, and you will not believe that the absolute hell that she had to go through in Germany. And she wasn't going there to overthrow the German government or cause race riots or anything. She just stated a simple fact, and they threw her in jail. And one of the things here, and this is how it's so perverted by the media and so perverted by our cowardly government. She gave an example here of talking about the Pola hoax. And just read this sentence that she had in her interview. It said, first, it's a crime to say XYZ. And then next, in Germany, it's illegal to explain how you reached your conclusions about XYZ or to bring forth evidence which proves the correctness of your conclusions. And then it's another crime on top of that to describe the legal situation in Germany. And it's getting that bad in Canada and in the United States on this side of the Atlantic over here, with hate speech laws and what we were talking about before, people being driven out of their job or being verbally attacked or having their family attacked. So if you get a chance, and there we criticize the media and the publications and TV and so forth, but I would highly recommend to our listeners, if you can subscribe to the Barnes Review, you can get a lot of great history there, and they have interviews with up to date interviews with people that are making the news today. And this, I highly recommend this interview with Monica Schaefer if you want to find out what's going on. And it will disgust you to no end to see what the German government has done to her. And to take a little bit of a defense for the German government, they're under the heel of the Israelis, and they have to bow to them and do their bidding for a penance of supposedly what they did during World War II, which is no worse than what the Allies did to Hamburg and Dresden and German prisoners of war after the war. But, you know, that doesn't count because we're the good guys. And, you know, everybody that stands up to Uncle Sambo is automatically a bad guy and can be exterminated off the face of the earth. So anyway, that's my little advertising pitch there for the Barnes Review. Sorry, but I think it's
Gene, I'm so glad you did that because we have a great supporter and a friend of ours, a brother in Jim in Washington. He sent me that, and I have not had time to read that.
It is a fantastic article. It's well written, and it's her words, and it will make you so mad. You will never drive a Mercedes or a Volkswagen again. I'll guarantee you that. It really upset you.
Well, I'll tell you, that's just further illustration, General, of how, you know, if you talk, it's not the, I've heard a man say that if you try to expose corruption here in the United States and probably anywhere else in the Western world, yes, that's the people that try to expose corruption that go after investigating the corruption. Sidney Powell and Lynn Wood have been doing. Okay, the swamp monsters are coming after them, just like you mentioned a minute ago. The Newt Gingriches of the world, you know, the Ted Cruzes of the world, the homosexual Texas United States senator who's a homosexual, you know, open about it. Well, you know, if you try to expose crime, General, then you get a visit from the FBI, you get a visit from the CIA or the NSA, or they'll just put a bullet in your head and say you choked on a chicken bone. So, you know, that's who. So exposing crime in the federal government, You know, one of my favorite shows comes on here every Sunday. I get to watch a couple of sessions of it. It's called The Untouchables. It's about the mafia back in the about the Chicago gangsters, Al Capone and Frank Nitti back in the late 1920s, 1930s. Bugs Moran, all those criminals. Well, nowadays, the criminal general, and I'm going to throw it to you, I think is the rulers, the people that are running our government in the Western Hemisphere, and they're the and so when you get in trouble, it's when you investigate them. That's in AKA, look at Charlottesville, Virginia. We have brothers who were at the Battle of Charlottesville back in 2017, and that are in there and for trying to do what's right. What do you think about that, General?
Well, I think you're right, but to digress, I think, we have this moral and total moral inversion of morality in today's world where mammon, where money is, I mean, the god. But I think, Eddie, I remember a guy called Rabbi Kidney, they called him, who was a rabbi in New Jersey, who was involved the Chinese were killing people, and of course, they shoot 40, 50 people in a day on Shanghai Stadium, to get a bullet to the head, then they transplant the organs. So that's a big, one of their ways of getting money for the military junta in China. And this guy was involved in that organ trade, Rabbi Kidney. So it's, history always repeats itself. You know, I think you had a guy, his code name in the Bolshevik Revolution, Parvis. Real name, he was a banker. Real name, Israel Lazarevich Helpan, who financed Lenin. Then we have Lev Davidovich Bronstein, so-called Trotsky.
Yes,
these guys were all chosenites. So, but today, they're amnestied, their crimes are forgotten, and unfortunately, Germany was occupied after 1945 in a so-called process of denazification. And the people that came over there to do this were basically chosenite lawyers and their servants. We forget that German POWs were used as slave labor in not just in the former Yugoslavia, former communist countries, but also in Britain. This is not well known. We know nothing about the rape of 2.5 million German women. This is taboo. And the biggest ethnic cleansing in history, European history, is the cleansing of 15 million Germans east of the Oder Rhine.
Well, I'll tell you, the depth of corruption, the crime, the Satanism going, it just leaves me just speechless almost. You know, Gene, we're about to run out of time. You give us the last word, Phil.
No, I certainly appreciate it. It's an honor for me to be on the same program with the General and Monica Schaefer. They are such fine, upstanding individuals that are not afraid to speak out and give our listening audience and anyone in the world that wants to listen the truth of what's going on. And they know the consequences that they may have to pay, and yet they still do it. And I think, kind of like General Patrick Claiborne said about an hour before he was killed in the Battle of Franklin on November 30th in 1864, one of his officers said, "General," they were looking at the attack they were going to make against the federal works at Franklin, and one of his officers said, "General, I don't think many of the boys are going to make it home to Arkansas." And General Claiborne said, "Well, General Govan, if we are to die, let us die with our like men, with our face to the enemy." And I think that's almost the mindset we have to have. We either have the choice of having courage and doing what's right, or just cowering and crawling along and licking up the crumbs that are swept off the table for us.
Magnificent. I tell you what, that is exactly the way I feel. I know the General feels the same way. And I know in my bones that sooner or later, we're going to have to get in the street. We're going to have to do like the lady said. We had the video not long ago. We're going to have to go into the buildings, and we're going to have to change things. It's going to have to be a complete revolution. We're going to have to overthrow the Democratic Party, the Republican Party. We're going to have to have a People's Party. But guys, thank you so much. Thank you so much, General, for coming on tonight. Thank you so much, Gene. And thank you, Sam. I'll be getting back to all you guys as soon as possible. I'll also be calling Lee and Miss Monica. Good night, everybody. Thank you for tuning in.